الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, once again we tell you marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the pathway to success. First and foremost, let us make some good intentions. We have some good silsila set up for you today. And silsila's name is the excellence of sabr, the excellence of patience. But first and foremost, let us make some good intentions. That comes in a beautiful hadith mubarakah. That beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channels, I make intention that first and foremost my niyat is for the sole pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that whatever I do here is for my Allah azza wa jalla. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm also making intention for neki ki da'ud. As the beloved Rasul has said, convey from my side, even if it's one verse. So I'm following this hadith mubarakah. So make many other beautiful intentions that we try to diarize, because diarizing is memorizing. Try to note down the points, inshallah azza wa jal. I make niyat, you also make niyat, that whatever we do here, inshallah azza wa jal, whatever we learn from here, we try to be practical upon it, and try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal. When we hear the tilawat of Quran, inshallah, listen attentively, inshallah azza wa jal. When we hear the naat of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, you also join in the naat of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, and you also get some thawab in your account, inshallah azza wa jal. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. Amen. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in his famous book, world-renowned book, Fazan al-Sunnat, there is a chapter, Fazan al-Durud al-Salam. The beneficence of recitation of durood, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah. The Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if a person recites once durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, if a person recites once salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what is his reward? 10 good deeds will be written in his account, inshallah azza wa jal. 10 sins will be forgiven, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala. And his status will be upgraded by 10 times. Just once durood. So much of barakah, so much of blessings. So make it a daily wazifa that try to recite maximum amount of durood. Inshallah azza wa jal, durood paak will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah azza wa jal, in the qabr, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah, inshallah azza wa jal. So first and foremost, let us, we request our qari sahib, inshallah, to recite few verses from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُم مَّا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. يا صدق الله العظيم.
Now, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, now we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. So we humbly request you also join inshallah azza wa jal in the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Rasulullah.
Subhanallah, 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 padhiye subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. لم يأت نذيرك في نظر مثل تنشد پیدا جانا. لم يأت نذيرك في نظر مثل تنشد پیدا جانا. جگ راج کو تاج تورے سر سو ہے تجھ کو شہ دو سرا جانا. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. البحر على والموج تغاب من بك الزدوفا خوشد با. البحر على سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. بس خامہ خامہ نوائی رضا نہ یہ طرز میری نہ یہ رنگ میرا بس خامہ خام نوائی رضا نہ یہ طرز میری نہ یہ رنگ شاد احبا ناطق تھا ارشاد احبا ناطق تھا ناچار اس راہ پڑا جانا سبحان اللہ سبحان سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, as we have discussed in the beginning of the program, excellences of sabr, excellences of patience. Today out there, in your home, in your business, in your family, in your life, in your wealth, in your children, there's so many tests out there. People go through many difficulties. Sometimes so much difficulties they come upon them, so much of difficulties come upon them that some cannot bear. And people start questioning Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that as to why this happened to me, why it's not happening to him, why this happened to us, why didn't it happen to them, why did I have to meet this accident, why did I have to break my leg, why have I got so much of loss in my business, why have I got so much of loss in my family life. So many questions are coming upon a person, sometimes so much of questions that even leads up to kufr. So there is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has set this life perfectly, and in this life that we have, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the Quran, the complete code of life, and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, in this entails what are the do's and don'ts. When you talk about sabr, you think the difficulties you never went through, then you go to Quran and Majid and see what does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says about sabr. You go to the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam and see what did he say about sabr and what he went through concerning sabr. Then you go to the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram alayhi salam and see what they went through and how much of difficulties and how much of sabr they had. Then you realize that what we have is just a tip of the iceberg compared to what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Rasul alayhi salam went and showed so much of sabr in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Viewers of Madani channel, today we are going to discuss this topic, the excellences of sabr. You'll be saying, there must be some excellences of sabr. I'm having difficulty. People have died in my family, have so much of loss, so much of difficulty, so much of parishani, so much of musibat, so much of problems, and I must have sabr. Yes, you must have sabr. So today, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, we're going to get some in-depth about excellences of sabr. And inshallah, we are hopeful that from Quran, from the lifestyle of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we're going to learn some beautiful examples. And from our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which we try to inculcate in our life, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this will help us to have sabr when the difficulties come upon us. So first and foremost, alhamdulillah, even our Islamic brother decided a beautiful passage from the Holy Quran, which also deals about with the topic of sabr. So what have you got for viewers of Madani channel about sabr? What does merciful Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say about sabr?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Quran in various verses, describes the virtues of patience and the benefits of having sabr, and also the qualities and the attributes of those who are patient. In Surah Baqarah, in verse number 153, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. O you who believe. Now this is a direct address to us. We are believers, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us here. We're being addressed. Oh, you who believe. Seek help from patience and prayer. So whenever we are in difficulty, the Quran is instructing us to seek help from sabr, patience, and salah, prayer. And in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it's mentioned as to why these two things were specified. Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the believers, those who believe, to seek help from patience and prayer? And the author of Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, he mentions a very beautiful point. He says, because these two things are the most difficult to gain istiqama in, to gain steadfastness in. One, in terms of our physical acts of worship, physical ibadat. From all of the physical acts of worship, the outer acts of worship, the most difficult to gain steadfastness in is salah. Ramadan comes once in a year. But salah, five times a day. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Salah. This is very difficult to find steadfastness in. And from amongst the attributes of our inner selves, patience is the most difficult to find steadfastness in. And it's very, very difficult for a person to adopt patience. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla, from all of the acts of worship, from all of the attributes of the outer attributes of a Muslim and the inner attributes of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected these two to instruct believers to seek help from.
Sabr and Salah. So views of Madani channel, Sabr and Salah. We heard directly from Quran and Majid, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ordering us that when we are in difficulty, have Sabr and Salah. Perform the prayer. And these are the things which we are also finding difficulty to do. And mashallah azawajal, Allah tabaraka gives us the instruction. And inshallah azawajal, now we will go a little in depth and inshallah we will see what is in Hadith Mubarak about Sabr. What does our beloved Rasulullah, what guidance he gives us about Sabr, because he is the one who had the most Sabr. Our beloved Rasulullah went through, you and I and every person that is watching this silsila today, we cannot comprehend this mind Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala given us, cannot comprehend the amount of sabr that our beloved Rasulullah displayed when he went through so much of difficulties whilst his physical body was on this dunya, when he was walking on the earth, how much of difficulties our beloved Rasulullah went in order to give us this beautiful message of this deen of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Really, if we, you know, study the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, especially the life he spent in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and when he announced his prophethood, and after that, what the difficulties Aqaidu Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went through, we can't imagine.
What our Aqsa sallam would have went through, walking through the city of Taif, and these enemies of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam are stoning the Mubarak body of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. How much of sabr our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam showed. I mean, he could have ordered the mountains to come together. Our Pyare Aqa Sarasam could have ordered the mountains to come together. He could have crushed them. But Aqa Sarasam showed so much of sabr, yeah. Really, this is, you know, extreme sabr. After, I mean, if we got the control, somebody says, okay, Aslam, what do you say now? These guys are doing this to us. You're going out for naked dawah and people are throwing stones. What do you say? You give the order? I said, okay, give the order. Crush them. But our beloved Rasulullah was mercy unto the entire mankind, mercy unto the entire universe.
Aslam, it reminds me of a narration in which the Prophet said that nobody was ever oppressed to the extent that I was oppressed in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, in inviting to Allah Azza wa Jal. Even amongst the previous Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the persecution that I faced was the most that any individual ever faced when preaching in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, calling people to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, the problems that we face, the difficulties that we face, the calamities that we face, they are nothing. They pale in comparison to the things that the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to face. You know, when the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he began to preach the message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the city of Makkah, the people didn't like it. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions were persecuted and oppressed to such an extent that they were even forced to leave their home city. Can you imagine that? Leaving your home, leaving your family, leaving your businesses, leaving the place where you grew up. being expelled from the city. And it says that the Prophet ﷺ, when he was leaving the city of Makkatul Mukarramah, he would turn back and look at that city, a beloved city to him, the city where he was born, the city where he grew up, the city where his family members were. And it's narrated that a time came upon the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan when they would have to eat the leaves of trees to survive.
Allah.
This is you know, the situation that they were placed in. But if we look at the bigger picture, if you look at the blessed biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the blessings of this patience, they were expelled from the city of Mecca. But just a few years later, because of the blessings of their patience, they returned victorious as conquerors of that very same city.
What a test.
They passed the test.
Allah,
they were tested by Allah Azawajal, and they passed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those who are beloved to Him. You know, it's actually mentioned in the verse of the Quran. Allah Azawajal says, again in Surah Baqarah in verse 155, Allah Azawajal says that we will surely test you. We will surely test you, with emphasis, ta'keed. Allah Azawajal doesn't just say we will test you. We will definitely test you, we will surely test you. There is emphasis. How will we test you? We will test you in something from fear, from hunger,
Allah,
from a loss in wealth, from a loss in souls, in bodies, in human beings, from a loss in fruits. And then at the end Allah Azawajal says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who are patient.
Allah.
This is a park. And there's in Bukhari, narrated in Bukhari Sharif, that Hadith Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Aqaidu Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, he whom Allah Azza wa Jal intends good, He makes him to suffer from some difficulties. The difficulty is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And if he intends good for that person, He gives him some difficulties.
It actually reminds me of one narration which I was reading in Fizan al-Sunnat. It's mentioned that sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal writes a certain rank and a certain status for a particular individual. But that person, due to his actions, due to his a'mal, due to his good deeds and his virtues, he's not able to reach that status. So Allah Azza wa Jal sends calamities upon him, difficulties upon him, so that through being patient upon those calamities, he can reach that status. He can reach that rank that Allah Azza wa Jal wrote for him. So Allah Azza wa Jal tests those who He loves, those who He intends good for. It's actually very, very famous, you know, even in, amongst our communities, Sabri Ayyubi, the patience of Ayyub alayhi salam. And the story of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam is a very, very beautiful one. It's narrated that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he was blessed with a lot of things. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with children, with wealth, with health, with beauty, with farmland, with animals. He had everything. And it's narrated that he used to pray to Allah Azza wa Jal day and night, and give thanks and give shukr and make hamd of Allah Azza wa Jal. And shaitan tried to overpower Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam in many different ways. But he was unable to. Obviously, he was a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was ma'asum, he was innocent, he was sinless. Shaitan was unable to overpower him. So shaitan said to Allah Azza wa Jal that this slave of yours, this individual, this prophet of yours, he is only thanking you, he's only praying to you because he's got it good. You know, if you test him, then he won't praise you anymore.
Allah.
He'll stop praying. Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to show the devil that my slave, even if I take these things away from him, he will continue to worship me.
Subhanallah.
And he is sincere in his worship. So Allah Azza wa Jal began to test Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. And Allah Azza wa Jal tests those who He loves. And the test began on the first day. The awlad, the children of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, they fell from the roof.
Allah.
And they all passed away. In one day, he lost all of his children.
Allah.
On the second day, all of his wealth was burned. All of his farmland and his wealth that he had was burned. And thousands of animals that he had, camels and cows, goats, all the different types of animals that he had, they all died. All of them, all of his wealth was finished in one day. Can you imagine that? From being somebody who has everything, to all of your wealth being finished in just one day. When this happened, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he didn't complain. He didn't have any shikayat. All he said was that this was all from Allah Azza wa Jal anyway. So he took it away.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Then on the third day, whilst Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was praying salah, and it's narrated that even after this happened, he didn't decrease in his worship. Rather, he increased his worship.
Allah.
He increased his shukr and his hamd for Allah Azza wa Jal. And on the third day, he was in the state of salah, And Shaitan the devil, he blew on him. And because Shaitan the devil blew on him, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam became afflicted with a bodily illness.
Allahu Akbar.
So now his health had also been taken away. He'd been tested in all of these ways. But now it's narrated that even despite being afflicted by this bodily illness, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam continued doing the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. And he said, all praise is to Allah azza wa jal, who chose me for his worship. And according to one narration, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was afflicted by 70,000 different types of calamities. 70,000 different types of calamities. And he kept on with sabr and shukr, with patience and gratefulness to Allah azza wa jal. We are very fragile. You know, just imagine if we were in that situation. If we lose one child, then, you know, forget about being patient. Far from it, we begin complaining, we begin shouting and screaming and wailing and crying. If we lose, you know, a few pounds, you know, we have some loss in our business, what reaction do we have?
بخش دے مولا تیرا کیا جاتا ہے بے سبب بخش دے مولا تیرا کیا جاتا ہے.
So viewers of Madani channel, your family, your wealth, your children, your health, so many different tests can come. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, what example he set for us.
And Aslam bhai, you know the example of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam is actually mentioned in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And remember Ayyub, when he called out to his Lord, that indeed harm has touched me, and you, O Allah, are the most merciful of all those who show mercy.
Love.
Now here, one point which the Mufassirin mentioned is that he said, when Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam called out to Allah azza wa jal, he said, O Allah, indeed harm has touched me. He didn't say, O Allah, you have harmed me. He didn't say, O Allah, you have put me into calamity. Look at the adab, the respect of Allah azza wa jal. He said, harm has touched me. He made nisbat and link of the harm, not to Allah azza wa jal, but he said, harm has touched me. And then it's stated, Allah azza wa jal says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. Allah azza wa jal says that when Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam displayed this exceptional patience, what reward did he get? Allah azza wa jal says that we accepted his prayer and we removed all harm from him and we gave him back his family. And in addition to that, double the amount as a mercy from us. So Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he was blessed after showing patience with, not only did he receive his children back, all of his wealth back, but he got double the amount from Allah azza wa jal as a reward for his patience.
So dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we have learned so many, just from the just this beautiful narration of Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, it sets the standard. Sabr really, you know, so much of sabr, mashallah, azimajal, really, it's really unbelievable. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us some sabr, because whenever we have difficulties, we don't have sabr, we are always complaining, we are always making noise, we are always shouting, always making a nuisance of ourselves, because we don't have sabr. One example I will give you, viewers of Madani channel, about the companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, mashallah, he was a very close companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and subhanallah, one day he struck his luck. What happened? He had the opportunity of having the blessed presence of the beloved Rasulullah in his house for a meal. So Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, he informed his children's ummi, children's mother, that is a khush khabri, good news, that today Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Habib alayhi salatu salam is coming home for a meal. Come on, I mean, who won't be excited? Subhanallah azza wa jalla, if we know that our beloved Rasul alayhi salam is coming home for a meal, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So our Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, he prepared, he went out, got the whole of an animal, cut the sheep, prepared everything, cut up the sheep, and children was busy playing. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu stripped up the sheep, cleaned it up, everything, gave it to his children's mother to prepare. And the children saw all the acts of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu. Every act they watched, how he cut, what he recited, and he cut the animal, cleaned it up, cut the legs, put everything, cut the pieces of meat, put them into a container, and took it to his blessed wife. And after some time, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu went up to the beloved, he's on his way to the bargah of the beloved Rasulullah to bring the beloved Rasulullah to his blessed home. And whilst he was gone, the children were talking to each other. One was the elder one, one was the younger one. And they were busy playing around the house. And they were talking to each other that, did you see how Abajan cut the animal? No. How he cut? Come, let's play the game. I cut you. So the big child took a very same sharp knife and placed the small child on an elevated place. And he started cutting. Eventually cut so much, eventually the entire throat was cut and all the blood came pouring out. And with that sound, that gurgling sound of the blood coming out of the body, the blessed wife of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu came out running outside the house, and she saw that one of the child was already, throat was slit, and the hand, the knife was in the hand of the other child. Immediately, you use a Madani channel, we want to learn about sabr. Really today, you look at this lifestyle, this example of the companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and his blessed wife, and you will understand what is meaning of sabr. So she shouted that, what are you doing? So he ran up to the elevated part of the house towards the roof, and this elder child also, with that shock, he jumped off the roof and fell onto the ground, and the child also died.
Allah.
On one side, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you think about the emotion that is running at this moment. What sabr this his beloved mother must have. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, beloved, his beloved wife, what sabr she must have. One, at one side, she has two dead children. On the other side, subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Habib alayhi salatu salam is coming to the blessed home to make it Nurani Noor.
No.
So what she does, Allahu Akbar, look at the sabr. She doesn't call people in the neighborhood and shout and scream, no.
Such a beautiful lesson for our Islamic sisters watching our home.
She takes the bodies, she wraps them up into a cloth, cleans up all the blood spills, and she takes the bodies and hides them into a cupboard inside the house. She says, I'm not going to spoil this moment that my beloved Rasul alayhi salam is coming to my blessed house. I will inform them later. So she puts the children into the room, she ties them up in some place and keeps them hidden away from everybody else. And here comes Pyare Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, and they're coming, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, and the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam holding the hand, blessed hand of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, and they're coming to the blessed house of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, and they come inside. Dasturkhan is laid and food starts to being served and everything is ready and they're about to eat. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh Jabir radiallahu anhu, where's your children? Allahu Akbar. The one who has knowledge of unseen, ilm al-ghayb, minds and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is asking, ya Jabir radiallahu anhu, where are your children? So Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu says, they must be somewhere playing around here. So beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, please call them. He goes to the kitchen, asks his blessed wife, where are the children? She says, oh Jabir radiallahu anhu, don't worry about the children. You continue. They are busy playing somewhere. You enjoy with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So he goes back to the bargah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and says that, ya Rasulullah azza wa jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they are busy playing somewhere. Beloved Rasul, after a little while again, he says, ya Jabir, I want to see the children. Please find the children for me. And then he goes back to the bargah of his blessed wife and he asks his blessed wife, where are the children? Aqa Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who has the knowledge, who has the knowledge of unseen, ilm al-ghayb, is asking that he wants to see the blessed children. Where are the children? And she says, they are busy playing somewhere. So he goes back in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, says, they are busy playing somewhere, they will come now. And after some moment again, the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam said, Ya Jabir, I want to see the children. And this time, Hazrat Jabir goes in the kitchen and he's little bit shocked at what to do now, because Akasasam is asking for the children. And when he goes, then he says, oh my beloved wife, I need the children. Akasasam is not eating, he's not doing anything. He wants to see the blessed children. And the blessed wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir starts to cry. She cries at the bargah of her husband. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir says, Ya Jabir, what happened? Children were playing with the knife. And the other one cut the other one's neck. First one died. I shouted at the other one. The other one went on the roof, and because of shouting at him, he jumped on the floor and he also died. He was also shocked that, where are the children? And they went in the room and they saw the children were in the condition of full of blood. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu comes back to the beloved Rasulullah and says, Ya Jabir, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my children are gone. Children are dead. This is what happened. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam smiles. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Look at our beloved, our pyare Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he smiles and says, Ya Jabir, no, check again. The children are there.
Samne Jabir ke farzar do ki laashe dekh kar. Samne Jabir ke farzar do ki laashen dekh kar hukme rab se zinda ho ja keh diya to ho gaya hukme rab se zinda ho ja keh diya to ho gaya.
Jabir that the perfect faith is the name of patience.
Yes.
So while we go with the patience, I would like to you to add something. A lot of people have the different, what do you call it, definitions, mentality, and idea about the patient. So what is the actual meaning of the patience, and how do people react when something happened? What they call actually patient? Because a lot of people say something happened, oh, I am very patient. They pull out all the anger, everything on whoever they wanted. But it's still they say, oh, I am impatient. Mm-hmm. So I want you to add something like, what's the exact meaning? So viewers on the channel will learn what's the meaning of the patience.
I mean, it's actually a very, very important question. And it reminds me of a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that as-sabru عند الصدمة الأولى, that patience is actually at the first stroke of a calamity. You know, if you scream and shout at the beginning, and then, you know, sometime later you say, oh, now I'm being patient. This is not sabr. Sabr, according to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is at the first stroke of the calamity. When the difficulty strikes you, being patient at that moment is true patience.
So my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, today we covered so many beautiful aspects about this beautiful topic, the excellences of sabr, excellences of patience. So wherever you are out there, whatever difficulties you are facing, whether it is with your family, your life, your children, your wealth, no matter whatever difficulties you are going through, show some sabr. Make dua in the court of Allah.
The viewers of Madani Channel, just remember one very, very brief point. Yeah. You know, when you're afflicted with difficulties, you think that the entire world has left you. Always remember that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Inna Allah ma'a sabirin.
Subhanallah.
Allah is with the patient. So if you don't have anybody with you, if you show patience, you have sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you.
So, viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Tabaraka is with you. He is with the one who has sabr. And whenever you go through any difficulty, remember whatever test you're going through, there is a reward. After every difficulty, there's an ease. After every difficulty, there's an ease. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam difficulty, eventually is. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu difficulty, eventually is. Beloved Rasulullah has some difficulty, they, after that there is ease. Companions of the beloved Rasulullah in difficulty, after that is ease. Awliya Ikram Buzurgandin went through difficulty, after that is ease. So there is ease out there for you. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah Azzawajal, will definitely test you. But thereafter there is ease. So viewers of Madani channel, we humbly request you to please keep connected to the beautiful Madani channel. Always keep watching Madani channel, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, keep close to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami. Inshallah Tabarakutala, very soon inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see a Madani revolution within yourself, your family members inshallah Tabarakutala, your children, your location inshallah Azza wa Jal. Keep attending the weekly Ishtamats of Dawud Islami, wherever you are in the world inshallah Azza wa Jal. Hope to see you soon again inshallah Azza wa Jal, in our silsila, the pathway to success. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دوم مچی ہو آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد The way to the pleasure of Allah The way to the pleasure of Allah The pathway to success The pathway to success The pathway to success The pathway to success